Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Unredacted, Kurt Schlichter's Town Hall VIP special podcast thing where I talk about stuff, and I'm all alone today. I'm sitting in the garage apartment out of my Houston house. We've now repaired the floor, got to move in furniture. It's going to be amazing. But what was really amazing was my trip across the country. I drove about 2,000 miles through much of America, well, much of the southwest of America. And I have to say that, it was interesting. There were a lot of interesting things. First of all, I-40 is a lot better than I-10. I-10 is a very unattractive route. There is nothing uglier than a desert town. You go I-40, there's, prairies and mountains, and you see kind of like westerny kind of things. And we saw the meteor crater. Nice trip. But the political wise, and I listen to a lot of political podcasts on the way, so I was all hyped up for it. And I actually wrote my Signalgate article on the road in Arizona in a white heat of anger at how stupid some Republicans are for being saps. And I'm going to talk about that, of course. But it was interesting because, you talk to a lot of people, you meet a lot of people on the way. I actually hung out with some folks I knew in the military, and not one of them mentioned Signalgate. I don't mean a couple of them. I don't mean a few of them. I don't mean some stuff in passing. I mean absolutely no one mentioned Signalgate. It's just not registering. It's just not getting the traction, the friction, if you will, that would cause the orgasmic climax that would be the taking of a head, whether it be Pete Segses, Mike Waltz, somebody's. It's just not happening. And the Republicans, and I write about this in Monday's Town Hall, just basically said, now we're just not doing, our expected thing and failing. We're just not going to give up and give in. So what else you got? And they've got nothing, which is kind of the problem. They really, once we decide we're not going to be their little bitches, and not everybody's decided that. There are some people in the Senate. There's one guy at least, Roger Wicker of Mississippi. I think it's the only state in the union whose GDP per capita is less than that of Europeans. He's like, oh, well, we need an investigation of this. Dude, we don't need shit. We don't need anything. No. See, you're allowed to say no. I mean, he's one of those class of target. Stop. Stop. All right, I'm done with the multiple rules thing. And when you do this kind of crap, when you go, well, my gosh, I must react in the way the Democrats want. When a Republican does something, and when the Democrats don't react the way I would want based on these alleged norms, I should huff and puff and continue to obey norms that don't exist. Okay? That's a bitch move. All right? That's a punk on the cell block move. Get it through your establishment heads. We're not doing that anymore. Okay? There's no arbitrary notion of Republicans have to do this and Democrats get a pass. We're just not giving passes anymore. You want a pass? Kiss my ass. Hey, it rhymes. No, it's just, I cannot understand submissive people. And I read about that on Monday's Town Hall. But look, this was helped by the fact that the regime media is dying. The regime media has no reach. If 3 million people a day were listening to regime media, first of all, a network news program would basically have like a little network news orgasm if it got 3 million viewers. It would just love it. I'm going to see what their ratings are. News ratings. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. It had 4.2. CBS News had 4.3 million total viewers. 4.3 total viewers. It's pretty excited about that. That is amazing. 4.3. That is approximately 1% of America. So you go out on the street, you see 100 people, right? 100 people. One of them, statistically, will have watched the CBS Evening News. That's it, one of them. Johnny Carson used to get like 50 million people every single night. And if you're as old as I am, and I'm crusty AF, you know, people would talk about, you know, did you see what happened on Carson last night? Oh my gosh, we would actually have those conversations. People did, because everybody watched. Nobody watches now. So let's say for the three big networks, and CBS appears to be the biggest, but let's just go, let's say 12 million people a night watch those 12 million, and I don't think it's that high. 1 in 33 Americans, right? 3% of Americans are watching that, you know, nightly dick dance. That's not a lot of Americans. Okay. That's not a lot of people. And, you know, you throw in MSNBC and stuff. Okay. And are 1% because they're rating. And CNN. I mean, the home enema networks got better ratings than CNN. And the product is more savory. It is not, you know, it's just, the regime media just doesn't have the heat it used to. But it has a great deal of heat where it counts, kind of, in Washington, D.C., in New York, among the, you know, alleged elite. But this is totally a Washington, D.C. story. No one else cares. And the thing is, Trump, well, first of all, Trump doesn't give a shit anyway. He, like, wouldn't care one way or the other. But he knows ratings. He knows no one's watching. He knows that no one out there who was not already going to vote against him is going to vote against him because of the signal chat. And again, I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying there's something wrong with a signal chat. I am conceding nothing. I don't, you know, it is a giant, it is a big nothing burger, like the genitals of a dispatch writer. Oh, by the way, it came to my attention that the Dispatch apparently devoted some of its podcast to talking about me. This is so right and proper. Now, I didn't listen because, you know, it would react with my measurably high testosterone level. I got my testosterone level measured for my physical recently, and I am just bursting with potency. I thought y'all should know that. So I couldn't write for the Dispatch or Bulwark or any of that sort of thing. But I can't even read it because there would be a negative reaction and they'd probably explode like, you know, fire and gasoline vapor. So anyway, anywho, they were talking bad about me, and I believe like Poochie the dog in The Simpsons that I should be doing all the talking. And if I'm not present, the character should be talking about me. So apparently I am, in fact, the Poochie, the dog of conservatism. So unfortunately, Poochie had a bad end. He went back to his planet and died. But enough about The Simpsons and enough about the Dispatch. But yes, it is appropriate they talk about me. I matter. You matter. They are fringe submissives. A lot of these right-wing guys are fringe submissives. You know, there were 7 stories about Signalgate up on the National Review website at one time. 7. Okay, there are the things that the Republicans have wanted for literally as long as I've been a Republican, which was like 1980. Well, I mean, I was before, but before I started looking at stuff, 1983. Okay, for 40-some years, 4 decades, we've wanted to cut down the deep state. We wanted to cut back spending. We wanted to close down the feeding trough of left-wing NGOs. We wanted to rein in criminals and illegal aliens. This is stuff we wanted for 40 years. Supposedly a national review guys did it. And those guys, I mean, they wanted the same thing. And now we're getting it. And they can't just say, this is freaking awesome. No. Wow, now there's a signal gate here. Let's devote all our resources to screwing our own side. Okay? Hey, they're getting illegal aliens out of the country, you know, and also aliens who hate America and lied on their visas and everything. And National Review's like, wow, you know, we're moving a little fast here. This is, you know, we should be more circumspect and not actually accomplish anything. We should just continue failure theater, or just actual accomplishments, you know, scare us, and we don't know how to deal with them. And, well, that is true. They don't know how to deal with them. They've never had that experience before. And it's alienating. I mean, they're just like, well, you know, let's screw our own side. They've always got a problem with us. And the Democrats are amazing. You look at the way they're going and, you know, always on the 20 side of the 80-20 issue. But, you know, I mean, they're actually mad because we're throwing terrorist supporting people on student visas out of America. They're like, this is terrible. You're disappearing them. Because that's what, you know, governments, they disappear people. They put them in prisons and murder them and stuff. Yeah, we're disappearing them. I mean, it's not actually that, but it sounds real cool to me. Oh, you dildos. It's just stupid. But that's, I mean, that's what they've got. What are the Democrats' choices? Let's war game it out here. Let's pretend this is a course of action brief for, you know, the Democrat Party. We're preparing, here are some courses of action for you to try and get power again. Course of action one, steady as she goes. We're going to keep doing the same stuff we've done. We're going to, you know, stick to the gender freak stuff. We're going to call everybody racist. We're going to continue to spend. We're going to try and allow all the illegal aliens into America. We're just going to keep going the same course and, you know, try and stop Donald Trump from undoing the disastrous shit that we've done. Okay. That's course of action one. We're just going to not change anything. Go on. Course of action two. Let's find a few areas where we can moderate that will garner a lot of attention and make the American people think we're moderating in a lot of things. Okay? So let's do kind of a Gavin Newsom thing. And of course, a lot of it's pretend because we don't actually believe this stuff. But a lot of it's pretend, well, you know, men in women's sports, that's unfair to women. He said that. You're obviously trying to make a play for the normal lane. And then, you know, we'll go that way. Right? We're going to say America is not the most racist country on earth. You know, like the NPR lady who was in Congress, he's like, well, do you still believe that America is a cesspool of racial hatred and white racism and white supremacy? And she's like, no. I don't feel that way. Well, you tweeted it in 5 years ago. Well, I've evolved in half a decade. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of evolving from America's a shithole of Klansmen to yay America. Wonder how that kind of happened. I'd like her to revisit her journey for me so I could see how she went from one extreme to normality. So that's Aretha. Kind of be normal, kind of moderate on some of the stuff. Option three, quadruple down on everything. Trump's not just Hitler. He's Hitler times 500. You throw any illegal alien out of here, it's basically Hitler again. There's a lot. Hitler's doing a lot of work here, folks. You're cutting all of Social Security, although they're just, you know, you're cutting out Social Security phone numbers. Well, that's because everybody there is a fraudster. But anyway. You know, we quadruple, we do all the things that the voters didn't like. we amp them up by 10. Sound good? Now, of course, the option in there is let's just be Republicans. That's not an option. I'm trying to figure out the Democrats. So Democrats, let's lighten up a little, but we don't really believe it. Because lightening up a lot and actually believe it is just, there's a thing called screening criteria. You don't consider ridiculous courses of action. That would never happen, but you might be able to fake a little of it. Stay the same, just keep doing the same thing and quadruple down on everything. Okay. Those are your three possible courses of action. And I think the worst is quadrupling down because it is much like the onanistic sex life of many of these submissive Republicans. It makes them feel better, but it doesn't really accomplish much. They get to pose and posture, and the hard left guys really like it, but it doesn't win anything. They're not winning points with Trump. If you look at polls, okay, Trump's polling is the best polling he's ever had. Trump is doing amazing stuff right now with polling. He's like 46, 47%. He would have killed for that back in the day, back in the first term. Killed for it. So he's not, I mean, and there's no way he's going to get much higher because the people who hate him just freaking hate him. So he's doing fine. And he's getting a lot of stuff done. Every day you see, well, you know, Trump's not allowed to do these one or two things. He's done like 10 things that day. Every day he's doing more and more. And they can't stop him. They've got no way to stop him. Because they're not selling anything the American people want. They can't put their ideas out in a gatekeeper scenario where other ideas aren't allowed to intrude as they used to be able to. They can't stovepipe the information so that people only see what they want you to see. That was the secret behind all this censorship crap. They didn't want any alternative voices because they knew people would listen to these alternative voices. Why would they listen to these alternative voices? Well, it's easy because we didn't suck. Our voices are amazing. And it is difficult when no one's listening and the other side's doing stuff you generally like and you've got your own hard left group that's insisting you go even more nuts all the time. Their answer to everything is let's burn down the Tesla things. Normal people just don't dig that stuff. Normal people were wondering why you loved Tesla a couple months ago, and now you hate it. Oh, well, it's Elon Musk. He's mean. He's mean? He's bad? Okay, whatever. I mean, maybe you think he's bad. I don't think he's bad. But hey. Maybe he's bad. It's just, I don't know. It is a difficult thing to deal with. But, you know, there we are. And there they are. And they've got no way out of it because, like I said, like we've looked at, all their options are bad. Every option they have sucks. So it's kind of, yeah, I don't know where they go. And the problem is this stuff is like a religion to them. This trans nonsense, it's a religion to them, right? They can't just change on a dime about it. And they won't because they believe it deeply, passionately, stupidly. Oh, well, their problem, not ours. Anyway, that's that's my podcast for this week. I always great to talk to you guys. Thanks for being VIP members. Be a Platinum member. There's some great things coming up for Platinum, guys. Go read my books, Kelly Turnbull books, The Attack. I got a new one coming out I wrote with Arena called Lost Angeles. It's going to be amazing. There's a Kelly Turnbull graphic novel coming out You should check that out. Watch my timeline for that. It is going to be astonishing. And follow me on Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. And Monday, Wednesday, or Thursday in my column. So thanks for listening, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.